Today we're talking about why 85% of marketing campaigns fail. So if you're spending thousands on campaigns that look amazing but deliver absolutely nothing, this matters. Most marketers think campaigns fail because of bad creative or weak copy. But the truth is that they fail long before they launch because of a broken strategy. Now, I've analysed hundreds of campaigns, and the ones that all win share the same strategic DNA. And in this episode, I'm breaking down the hidden strategy traps killing your campaigns and the framework to put you in the top 15%. Welcome to The Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and recipient of Gold Stevie International Business Award, among many others. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to become impossible to ignore? Let's get started. Nearly 9 out of 10 campaigns never even make it past the planning stage without a solid strategy behind them. No clear goals, no measurable KPIs, no real clarity on why you're even doing the campaign. Just nice visuals and a vague sense of urgency. It's like trying to break a cake without a recipe. Sure, you can just mix stuff together, but chances are your cake won't look like a Donahue's at the end. Now, here's the real number, 85% failure rate. And that's got a huge asterisk on the end of it. So according to recent studies, around 85% of marketing campaigns fail to meet their goals. That doesn't always mean an utter flop, like a brand explosion bad. It simply means campaigns don't deliver enough impact to justify the cost. Too little leads, too low conversions, no lift in awareness, or simply no measurable business outcome. So think about that just for a minute. 8.5 of every 10 campaigns you set up might actually fail quietly. That's millions of dollars, countless hours, and heaps of creative energy walking out the door with a vague sense of disappointment and zero insight learned. So what's really behind all of these failures? So now we're going to get to some of the real reasons that campaigns fail. The traps that sneak up on us, even those seasoned marketing teams. We're going to kick off with a lack of clear objectives. So if your goal is to increase awareness, sorry to tell you, that's not a goal. It's a feeling. It doesn't tell us how much awareness, from who, or by when. Successful campaigns define goals like revenue growth, qualified leads, or measurable conversion lists. Imagine telling your trainer you want to get fitter. That's lovely, but how will you know when you're there? The next thing is an audience mismatch. About 42% of failed campaigns don't resonate because they're targeting the wrong people. If your message speaks to everyone, it resonates with no one. And that's how even the good ideas get ignored. Next, they fail because of weak call to actions. Nothing makes a campaign stall faster than a message that says, learn more, when what you really want to say is buy now. A clear call to action is literally the invitation. If people don't know what you want them to do next, they won't do it. The next thing is poor data and targeting. Most campaigns crash because they're run on outdated data or just assumptions. So if your audience insights are stale, your messages are irrelevant, like showing summer ads in winter or promoting irrigation equipment in a flood, you will be seen as not having any awareness to what's going on around you. Now, let's talk about some internal disconnects. Marketing campaigns often fail because of sales, operations, and leadership not being aligned. A campaign that actually drives traffic but doesn't sync with what sales can close is like building a highway with no destination. Now, I want to talk about some sneaky modern traps that you actually might be ignoring. Right now, ad fatigue and attention economy. Over 80% of ads don't even reach the attention threshold needed to truly register with audiences. With so much content noise, attention has become the rarest currency, and campaigns that don't grab attention fast get skimmed over like fine print on a circus ride. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes, and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. So, tech trends without strategy. Generative AI and automation are the sexy buzzwords right now, but dumping AI-generated ads into the market without strategy can backfire. People can sniff out inauthentic content, like detecting fake cheese in a fancy pizza. And the hidden failure that no one talks about, the brand problems in disguise. Sometimes campaigns fail not because of tactics, but because the brand itself isn't clear. You can tweak ads all day, but if your brand positioning is muddy, your message will be forgettable. People don't buy products, they buy certainty, identity, and trust. It's like showing up to a costume party in something confusing and expecting people to remember you. No matter how bright your shoes are, if people don't get you, they'll forget you. So now let's move on to how to fix these campaign failures without spending bucket loads more money. And here's the good news. You don't need a bigger budget to fix failed campaigns. You need a better strategy. And I know I talk about this a lot, but here's how to get started. First, we need to start with clear goals. Define what success looks like, not just engagement, but how much and for whom and what. Get audience alignment. Use real customer insights. Read those reviews and comments they make on your products and services and in your industry. Know who they are and why they care. Next, make your call to action unmissable. If your message doesn't tell people exactly what to do next, you're leaving money on the table. Next thing, align your marketing with sales and operations. Frankly, if sales can't close what marketing's promising, the campaign collapses like a house of cards. Then I want you to test, learn, and adjust. Use A/B tests, run real-time measurement, and be prepared to change when something isn't working. Don't wait for the campaign to be over to discover what's wrong, and give yourself the permission to adapt. Now, let's dive in now to a real example. Say you launch a campaign, you think's genius, killer creative, slick copy, on the right platform. But weeks later, impressions sure, clicks sure, but sales nothing or minimal. And why? Because nobody potentially asked the core question, would I do this as a customer? And if you can't answer that question with confidence, your audience definitely won't. Smart campaigns start with customer language, not corporate guesswork. When your messaging uses the words your customers actually use, engagement and conversions go up because it feels less like advertising and more like a conversation. So let's cut to the chase. Most campaigns fail not because of bad tactics, but because of weak strategy, unclear goals, and misaligned execution. If your marketing is consistently underperforming, ask yourself this. Do we have clearly defined success metrics? Are we targeting the right audience with the right message? Is marketing aligned with sales and operations? And are we measuring the right things? Conversions, pipelines, revenue, not just likes and clicks. Remember, marketing isn't just pretty ads. It's strategy that works. And once that foundation is strong, your campaigns stop failing and start performing. If you need help diagnosing why your campaigns fail before they even launch, or creating marketing that actually drives real business impact, message us today and let's get your marketing delivering better ROI. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.